Okay, Michael, so it took her a couple of weeks to look at these documents. She sent some of them to friends as well. Give us some of the results.
Well, the results are there were 17 documents, again, 9 authors. And believe it or not, only one of the 17 documents tested can, according to Dr. Chasky's methods, be considered to have been written by the person whose name they bear. So that isn't very good as far as the authorship attribution analysis. What's really strange about them, and for this doesn't translate well to radio. You have to really get a visual on it. So for people who want to see the report, again, go to mj12documents.com. In 8 of the 17 documents appear, this doesn't prove it, I can't be categorical here, but it appears that 8 of the 17 documents may have been produced by the same person, okay, whoever that was.
All right, that doesn't mean fraud, right?
Well, in this case, it's pretty suspicious, because here's what happened. You have 9 authors, 17 documents.
Okay.
All of the known, so you have like one known pool, one, you know, control group per author. Those stylistic patterns are produced, you know, by the software. So you have 9 sets, essentially 9 groups of patterns for 9 different authors. One of those author groups, specifically the one that emerged from the John F. Kennedy document pool, one of those pools, one of those groups of stylistic markers, is the closest match to 8 of the other documents, but not the one written by JFK.
Not the one.
Right. So what it suggests, I was talking to Rich Dolan after my Roswell session on this, and Dolan thought it was kind of alarming, and I tend to agree that he said it really suggests that you had one person producing documents under various names, but that person's stylistic methods, you know, showed through. So you actually have 8 that sort of match up in terms of patterns, even though there's you know 5-6 different authors represented in those 8 documents. It really looks suspicious.
Okay, so the documents primarily related to UFO activity were authored by the same individual.
It looks 8 of them look like they came from the same hand.
Okay, so maybe that person was assigned to write all the UFO documents, Michael, for the government, for MJ-12.
Well, you'd have to have, here's how it usually went, like a president, again, a high-ranking official would have a secretary.
Right.
And they would orally dictate, you know, Jane, take a letter. They would orally dictate what they wanted in the letter. The secretary would type it out as they dictated or do the shorthand
sure.
thing. And there you go. Now, authorship attribution, again, stylometry, is a subfield of linguistics, and it's related to a field of linguistics called psycholinguistics, which means the connection of you know, how you speak and write and express yourself with the way your mind works. The fact that a letter is dictated, again, this is just the state of the scholarship here, the fact that a letter is dictated as opposed to written makes no difference. In other words, if I sat down and typed a letter, or if I sat down and dictated a letter to a typist, the same patterns are going to be resident in both letters, because both of them come from my head, and I express myself the way I express myself.
Right, and it's difficult for you to change that.
Right. It's habitual. It's ingrained in your mind, the way you use words, especially, again, it's things like, how do I use conjunctions? How do I use punctuation? How do I use parts of speech, subject, verb, object? Do I ever invert things? I mean, all these different things that are just impossible, you know, for somebody in a pre-technological world to fake. Now, in a technological world, it would still be next to impossible to fake it, which is why it's really curious that 8 of these, even though they have different authors, you know, one, you have Hill and Cotter, you got Eisenhower, you got Twining, all these people who lived at different times, different places, they're different people, they have different linguistic fingerprints, so to speak, And yet, 8 of their documents have the same patterns, which is really, again, suspicious. It suggests that someone is producing some of these. And we already knew that going in because of what Stan Friedman did. Stan, again, on his website, had shown that 7 of these documents are just out-and-out fakes because somebody took a paragraph or two of one source, changed a few words,
yeah,
put things like magic in there, and then, you know, put a different signature on, and away you go. What I'd like to do, I'd like to take the originals of those and have Dr. Chasky do the same style.
The originals of those fakes.
Yeah, originals of the
fakes. And see if they match up with these.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the things I would.
Yeah,
really
then
like.
You would know the same person authored them, and then you know they're all fake.
And I, without getting a, how can I say this? I don't want to be accusatory in any way, but I'd also like to get known samples of some of the people who received the Majestic documents,
mm-hmm,
and run those. You know, I have no idea what to expect.
All right. At this point, what can you say about the Majestic 12 documents as they relate to UFO activity,
okay,
on this planet?
I can say that the 17 I had tested, and 17 is a small number. A lot of the Majestic documents don't have authors, and we're not able to test them, you know, at least, you know, right now with the current methods, what I was able to pay her to do. So of those 17... 16 of them, you know, are not written by the people who they claim to be written by. One of them is. And so the content of those that are not, that did not pass the test, I think it would be fair to say it weakens. It does not eliminate an extraterrestrial possibility for Roswell, but it weakens it. You still have, again, Majestic documents that have no author name, that talk about alien bodies,
mm-hmm,
and stuff like that, and they're still there. That's still part of the evidence that needs to be considered.